Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should we raise the drinking age? Should the legal age for drinking be actually raised? And the Fine Gael Senator, Catherine Noone, said yesterday that Ireland needs to do a lot more to combat the problem of alcohol abuse. Couldn't agree with her more. Urging the country to adopt an Icelandic model in tackling the issue among young people. She said in a statement, in Iceland, the government reduced the visibility and availability of alcohol. They increased the legal age to 20 years of age to put a ban on alcohol and tobacco advertisements. Her comments come on the back of a new study which placed Irish women as among the heaviest drinkers on a table of 100. And I know we had a bit of fun with that conversation in some sense yesterday, but it is a very serious conversation that our relationship with alcohol is unhealthy. And today I want to know what you think of raising the drinking age, because this is when it starts, doesn't it? The unhealthy relationship with alcohol starts when you're young. So should we increase the drinking age from 18 to 20? And according to an online poll, over 60% of people think the age should be left at 18. However, there are some people who think that the age or the drink culture in Ireland is out of control and raising the age might be a good thing. Some people believe that drinking age should actually be more on the lines of 25 years of age because, according to scientists, we don't develop fully as adults till we're 25 years of age. Our brains don't develop. We're not mature till we're 25 years of age. And we can see that because, of course, if you look back when you were 18 years of age, when you had pink hair and had AC/DC or whatever it was, like I did, embroidered on your jacket, and you look back and you go, look at my hairstyle, look at the state of me, what sort of idiot was I? So we have very, very different views of life. People tend to be quite liberal, I suppose, between the ages of 18 and, say, 28 or 29. Then their views kind of change a bit once they have a family and children of their own. So we do evolve as human beings, we mature as human beings, and maybe we're not responsible enough to drink something, I suppose, as important as drinking alcohol, because alcohol can change your life. So let me know what you think. Is it a good idea to raise the drinking age to 20 years of age? Would that be a good idea? Or, in some people have suggested, 25. Let me know what you think. Yes, you think it'd be a good idea. Or no, you think that'd be a really, really bad idea. Let me know what you think. And the number is 087-188-0008. You can text or you can WhatsApp. Audrey, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Audrey?
Hi, love. How are you?
Good. Are you now call me love? Is that not politically correct?
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Darling.
That sounds gorgeous.
I look, you can call me love all day long, Audrey, if you want to. I couldn't care less.
Well, I'm the same. Don't call me too early in the morning. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So, Audrey, what about raising the drinking age to 21? Is that a bit too much, is it?
No, it's not. No. I was talking to my other half, and he said, can they not do something in schools, like they have sex education, you know, not have drink education, you know.
Did you purposely just do that? I noticed you just did something there, Audrey, right? And it was kind of, this is, how old are you, brother? Can I ask you how old you are, Audrey?
60,
right. Okay, this is something that older people like me and you might do on a regular basis. When we mention the word things, we say it very low. Well, you know, they have sex education. Are you afraid to say the word sex, Audrey?
No, it was just...
Say it, Audrey. Say it.
Sex. It's just...
I'm sorry, Audrey. Am I embarrassing you?
We're during the day. That's what I thought.
It's all right to say the word sex during the day.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. As long as you don't mention body bits.
No body bits.
Right, yeah, but you're right. Yeah, we talk about sex education, but we don't have drink education. Drink is so harmful to children, isn't it?
It is. It is. And they get... They go actually bananas when they...
Yeah, they lose their mind.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. You know, when I was younger, I didn't drink. I'm making up for it now.
Yeah, you, right, okay.
Yeah, but husband said either it's me or the drink.
And when did you start drinking?
It was only about 3 years ago. I got heavy into the wine. It was
You're mad. I only started drinking at 57.
Yeah.
Right.
I had a benign tumour removed from the optic nerve.
Right, okay. And well, how is that now, by the way? Are you all right?
I'm grand.
Good,
yeah, I'm fine. Just the one eye now, so, but it's all right.
Yeah.
I have to take it out every so often clean it.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah. Do you ever have a bit of fun with it? Do you Do you ever have, when people, you know, when people, do you ever do it in front of somebody to frighten the life out of them? No.
No, I haven't done now because I'm finding it very difficult to get it back in.
Right. Because I'd have, if I was, don't get me wrong, I'm not laughing, by the way, at your disability, by the way.
I'm laughing
with you. But if I had, I have to say, if I had, what are they made? If it's prosthetic, is it a glass or something?
Yeah.
Right, because remember years ago people used to call it, a glass eye years ago. It's called a prosthesis nowadays. It's a nice word.
It is, prosthesis.
But if I was out in a pub or somewhere, I'd take it out and throw it on the table and say, does anybody see my eye around anywhere? I'm looking. Frighten the life out of the whole lot of them.
That would put them off their drink.
Or I'd take it out and say, I'm looking at you. So Audrey, so you started drinking after you obviously had a bit of a downturn in your life. Yeah,
I don't know what happened. They rewired my brain, right?
Right. Okay. But you kind of like a tipple of wine now, do you?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah. No, I have to watch it. I gave it up for Lent, and it was grand. I actually didn't miss it.
Right.
But I had four glasses of wine down the pub on last Sunday.
Right.
And I was fine.
Right. But you wouldn't be on your ear now or anything like that, would you?
No, I wasn't. No, I walked home.
Right. Okay. That's a good way of judging it. It's a good barometer. If I can walk home, I'm okay.
Yeah. So your pub glass of wine would be different than your glass of wine you have at home.
Right. Okay.
They have the measurements, you know.
Right. So, right, so back to the age of raising the age. Now, the argument against it is, here's the argument against it. If you look at other countries, say like France, young people as young as 12 and 13 are slowly made responsible drinkers by having a glass of wine, say, with their dinner, and they're trained to drink, if you know what I mean. Whereas in Ireland, we have a strict, it's 18 years of age, you don't touch a drop before then, and then all of a sudden, when they get to 18, they go to college and they go bonkers. And they get pissed.
Yeah, that's true too.
And see so that's the argument against raising the age, that it's prohibition kind of never really worked. You know, like we tell kids they can't smoke cannabis, but invariably they all will because they want to see what's so special about it that we're all telling them they shouldn't do it. you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, this is it. and you're out of your box.
Yeah, if we're telling somebody not to do something, it must be good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you have that.
Yeah, so 21, but I mind you, I agree with you. I'm an anti-drinker. I don't drink. And I think drink has done a lot of damage to this country, you know.
It has, especially now. You were talking about yesterday that the women.
I know.
Grief.
You're living proof. You're living proof.
I'm living proof.
Because the survey did say that in 1990, if I remember rightly, 27% of women didn't drink. Now only 13% of women. So that number's halved. So double the amount of women has started to drink now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe one of them.
Yeah. you're part of that statistic, Audrey.
Oh, God.
Well, hang on. Let me go to Niamh. Hang on. Niamh, you're on Classic Kids. The voice of reason here, Niamh.
Oh, hi, Nan. How are you?
Good. Niamh, I mean, are you one of these who sits at home with a bottle of wine as well?
I would at the weekend. Right. Yeah, I might have. Not during the week, not on a school night. Not when I have to get up.
Would you drink much of the week, like a case?
A vat.
But Niamh, what about raising the drinking age in general? Forget about the women and the wine. We talked about that yesterday. But raising the drinking age, do you think it's a good idea?
No, I think it's a silly idea. Look, we trust them to vote at 18. We trust them to get married at 18.
Do we?
Trust them to drive at 18.
I know loads of 18-year-olds I wouldn't.
But we allow them.
Yeah, okay. That's a better word. I don't trust them because I know loads of 18-year-olds I wouldn't trust behind the wheel of a car. I know loads of 18-year-olds I wouldn't trust to drink or vote.
Well, I know loads of 40-year-olds I wouldn't trust to drink or vote as well. So, I mean, look, I think what we're doing here is we're throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Yes, some people have an unhealthy relationship with drink, but I started drinking when I was 18, the legal age, because back then you didn't really do much before that, right? So I don't have an unhealthy relationship with drink. I know a lot of people that don't have an unhealthy relationship with drink. What we're basically saying is, look, if you start drinking at 18, you're going to have an unhealthy attitude. Let's just teach.
Do you remember your first drink? Do you remember your first?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you?
It was on my 18th birthday.
Right, okay.
I went into town and I got absolutely rat-arsed on Malibu.
On Malibu. I'd say you felt sick after that.
I vomited on the 46th day on the way home, and now I can't even smell Coke. I know, I'm a classy bird here.
I just have this image in my head now that I need some sort of counselling to get it out of my head of you vomiting on the 46A.
I know, it was really classy. I didn't get on the 46A for about 6 months after that. I used to walk everywhere.
Smell of Malibu all over the bus.
I can't even smell coconut now.
And did you have much to drink? Was there loads of people were buying you alcohol, I assume, because it was your birthday?
Probably not, in fairness. It was my first time really out, so I probably only had about three.
I did the same. Basic. This is why I don't drink. I went to Sardi's when I think I was 16 with my sister and her boyfriend then. He's now her husband. But they brought me out, I think it was her 18th birthday or his 21st, I can't remember. And I was only 16. They brought me to Sardi's nightclub in Port Marnock. And I think it was my brother-in-law said, "Do you want a pint?" And I thought, "Oh yeah, I'll be the big man here. Give me a pint." And the first name I could think of was Smithick. I don't know why I said Smithick. I said, "Give me a pint of Smithick. That'd be grand." And I had a pint of Smithick's, and I swear to God, I threw my ring up everywhere outside. I didn't drink again.
I didn't have that sense. I didn't stop. I just kept trying until I got it right. I'm no quitter.
Yeah. Right, but what about, Audrey makes a good point. You know, we have a problem with alcohol. We have to accept that. Ireland has a huge problem with drinking, particularly now, it seems, with women. And we need to do something about it, because drink, not only the amount of deaths that it causes directly and indirectly, it actually causes more deaths than smoking directly and indirectly, but the social problems that come along with it, domestic violence, theft, crime, petty crime, social order problems, public order problems, they're all related to alcohol. The guards will tell you that 60% of the crime that happens in the city is either related to alcohol or drink, right? Or drugs, right? A lot of it alcohol. And fights in the city between young people, they just can't handle it. So why not go down the Icelandic route? Try it, 20 years of age, and see, does it make a difference?
Yeah, but if you look at America, I've lived in the States, and you look at America, it doesn't make a difference. It's 21.
It does make a difference. No, I think it does.
They still drink, but they still drink.
Yeah, but I go to Florida all the time. The drinking age is 21, right?
And but you'll still find them drinking in the colleges and stuff, and they're not 21.
But, okay, they may be drinking in the colleges, but you don't see the same public order problems on the street. You don't, there isn't...
their police know how to be police.
Yeah, but there isn't the same pub culture. There isn't that pub culture that we have.
No, there isn't. There isn't, but that's what we need to change. I don't think raising the drinking limit is going to stop our problems. Our problems is that everything revolves around the pubs. We need to educate our kids from a young age that, you know what, you don't need to be going out. You don't need to be doing this. Educate them by showing them yourselves, by you not drinking every night, drinking a bottle of wine at home every night. If you're drinking a bottle of wine at home every night and you've got a six-year-old, he or she's going to grow up thinking that's normal. That's what we need to change. Telling a guy or a girl, sorry, you're 18, but you don't get to drink for another 4 or 5 years, not going to stop them. But showing them from a young age that you can drink responsibly, you can enjoy a drink, but you don't have to go overboard. We don't have to make drink into this evil. We just have to teach them that it's okay, it has its place, but it's a smaller place.
I mean, that's a good point, Audrey, isn't it?
That's a good point, yeah, it is. Very good point, yeah.
Because I have three children now, the youngest is 17, oldest is 20, nearly 23, and my youngest 17 and my oldest 23 have never touched alcohol, ever. My 19-year-old has the odd drink, and I think it's because they were never subjected to the pub culture. Because both myself and my ex-wife didn't really drink. So they were never subjected to a pub culture. They were never subjected to either of us drinking at home. So maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah.
It's a kind of follow-on, Eve, isn't it? You know?
It could be.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Well, there is a definite monkey see, monkey do attitude with kids. You know that. If you're effing and blinding around the house, your three-year-old is going to eff and blind. Because that's all they've heard. If all they see is you drinking and smoking, there's a high likelihood your teenager is going to try drink or smoke. But even if they do, it's okay. It's not an evil. It's just an evil if it's taken to excess, and we take it to excess. So we just need to educate people. And I agree with what Audrey said. Bring it into the schools. We have sex education in schools. We have.
Did you say the word sex?
We have everything.
Jesus Christ, Audrey! At least Audrey had the good sense to lower her voice when she said it.
this hour of the day, God talking about that.
Isn't it, McGass? Do you ever listen to women talking together? Right, and they're talking about the girl down the road, and they'll be turning around again. Do you hear about Margaret down the road? Yeah, she's pregnant, and they lower their voice. Well, they can't even say the word pregnant. She's pregnant.
She's
picked
her man. Yeah,
yes.
Her man. She's doing that.
Yous are great at it. Yeah. Already said they were having some education in schools.
Well, they are. So we bring in drink education.
No, I agree. No, I absolutely agree. We should. There should be a class in school. Now, maybe there is, and maybe I'm just misled a little bit here, where we teach children about social issues, about alcohol and drugs and going to nightclubs, meeting girls, meeting boys, you know, how we should interact together, manners, chivalry. By the way, chivalry, I don't care what feminists say, it's not dead and it should never be dead. We should have respect for each other. And by the way, because I'm a man, I will tell boys to have respect for girls. As a woman, you're quite entitled to tell the girls to have respect for boys too. But I'm a man, obviously. And I still would say to my sons, open the door for a lady. Offer her your seat. You know, throw your coat over a puddle. Yeah. Open the door of the car. You know what I mean? Well, I would never throw your coat over the puddle, but...
That was my eyesight. God knows where it ended up.
Yeah, and help Orgy with her eyesight. I mean, Orgy, by the way, in relation to having... Because I'm sorry to ask you this, and please don't think I'm being offensive, but has it made much of a difference? Do you get used to only having one eye? Because if I was to cover one eye and walk around, I would find it quite difficult. So, because your eyes are good, you need two to coordinate. Does it make Does it make it more difficult for your day-to-day life?
It does, because especially my false one is left.
Right.
And if people come up beside you, and you turn around, you just see them, and they give you an awful fright.
Right.
And they're also big. They grab you today. Would you like to cross the road?
What the hell? So you don't have that same peripheral vision that you used to have? And what about coordination? What about just picking things up? Because, you know, if you cover one eye, they say that you have a stronger right or left, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
And you can test that by putting your eye over, hand over, and to see if something moves, right? So if I cover my right eye, for example, my coordination is not as good. If I cover my left, it's actually not too bad. But my right... I don't coordinate properly. So do you find it difficult picking things up, like even a cup or anything?
I do. And especially when pouring tea, I tend to miss the...
Pour it on the table and don't even notice. But do you get used to it? Does it get easier as time goes on?
It does, yeah. It can be a real pain. It really can.
Yeah.
Because my right eye is blurred. But I'm in and out of Beaumont every 6 months. And the doctors in there... Beaumont are to die for.
Right. Yeah, they're to die for. Oh, well, are they good? Are they good looking as well, or is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, I tell you, the eye they do have, they are. I have a lovely, lovely surgeon. He'd probably have a heart.
Are you married, Audrey?
I am.
Yeah, does your husband know that you have this thing for the doctor in Beaumont?
Oh, he does, he doesn't. He said, let you off, you know.
All right, he's to get out of jail.
I'm 60 now, so
Okay, Luke, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Luke?
How's it going, Niall?
Luke, would it work to increase the drinking age? Do you think it would make any difference?
No difference whatsoever, to be honest. Like, I mean, a lot of people are going to relate to this, but when I was 15, 16, 17, Niall, and I wasn't able to drink, I'd stand outside the off-licence with my friends on a Friday night, and, you know, the first five or six people might tell you no, but you're always going to get someone to get it, like, so I don't think it's going to put a stop to anything anyway, first of all.
Right, okay.
The big thing for me is that we're used to the age being 18. It's different places like America and everything is 21, but, like, they're used to it, so... When you graduate,
we could get used to it.
Oh, no, that's true, but I mean, it's just our own culture. Like, I mean, imagine going to your own grad and you're 18, Niall, and you can't have a drink. Like, you know, things like that, I think, is just crazy. It's all tradition, I think, for us as Irish people, and I don't think it would make a difference whatsoever.
What you're doing is you're confusing tradition with culture, right? Now, you talked about our own, our Debs, our grads, as we, Debs we call them, right? I mean, in America, they have graduations. They don't have alcohol at it, right?
Yeah.
So, well, obviously, some of the kids will probably get alcohol outside, probably on the sly, as we do for junior discos over here. But in saying that, it's all to do with a cultural change. I go to Florida regularly on holidays. I love the place, right? I go there on holidays regularly. There isn't a pub culture. There isn't this kind of... everything doesn't revolve around alcohol. So I'd recommend to anybody, if you like to go on holidays and have a few drinks and get drunk, don't go to Florida because it's not that kind of place. Do you know what I mean? Go to Spain. That's that kind of place. You know, what I'm saying is it's a different culture. We have a problem, Luke. Now, you know, most people don't have a problem with alcohol, but we have a problem in this country where the figures are out yesterday that we're fifth in the world for drinking the most amount, where Irish women are fourth in the world for drinking the most amount. That's a big problem. And all I can see happening there is, you know, liver problems, domestic violence, everything that's attributed to alcohol. You know, we need to combat it. And the only way to do that is to come up with some sort of plan.
Yeah, 100%. So but to be honest with you, Niall, I think it would have a big knock-on effect. I mean, things like fake IDs, all this kind of carry on. It's all going to go through the roof, like, if you can't buy a drink once you turn 18. Do you know what I mean? I think it would cause more problems than it would do good, to be honest. And I think at the end of the day, the 18 to 20-year-olds, they're going to find a way to drink the alcohol anyway. It might as well be legal for them. Like that would be my own opinion on it, to be honest.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I know when I worked at the nightclubs years ago, you know, some of the nightclubs kind of were over 21s. Now, they stopped legally doing that back in the late 90s because somebody took a test case, right? So they couldn't legally advertise over 21s anymore because once you're 18, you can legally drink. But it did make a difference to those nightclubs who had this kind of over 21s. You know, you had a nicer crowd because older people can drink a bit more responsibly than younger people, generally.
Yeah, no. To be fair, when you put it like that, I have to agree with what you just said. Maybe it should be looked at on the, you know, the end of the spectrum where you're going to nightclubs and things. In terms of being able to go to the off license and buy a few drinks when you're 18 or 19, I don't think, like, for a lot of people's 18 is drink related. You know, I know it's not really a thing to be smiling at either. At the end of the day, a house full of 18-year-olds having drink and all that, but. I just think, you know, if the age is increased and you can't go to the off-license when you're 18 or 19 and buy drink, I just reckon, my own opinion is, you're going to find a way to do it anyway. It's just going to be a more sneaky way and it's a looking over your shoulder kind of thing, you know. But I think it's still going to happen, to be totally honest. But I do agree with what you said about the clubs. I think when you go to places, in Cork especially, places like Voodoo and things like that, they're the same. And when you go into places like that, you do get a much nicer crowd and there's a nicer vibe. 100% I agree with you there.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me just go to Anthony as well. Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Anthony?
Hi, Niall. How are you today?
Anthony, I'm good. Would it make a difference to raise the drinking age? Do you think it would make any difference at all?
I'd agree with the previous caller with a lot of the points that he made because it's absolute nonsense. Because one of my guilty pleasures on a Sunday when I'm lounging around is to watch marathon episodes of Judge Judy back to back.
I have to say, I've watched her quite a lot. I find her quite very entertaining. But go on, yeah.
But a lot of these cases, like, and in most states in America, you can't drink until you're 21. And you'd hear of 17, 18, 19-year-olds drinking. If a person wants to get drink, they'll get drink. You know, that's the way it is.
Absolutely. I mean, and we hear of 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds getting drunk over here. But when you put an age limit on it, it does help to deal with certain situations. For example, in nightclubs, you know, they do have a rule that you must be 18. Now, I know a lot of people will slip through that net. It's getting harder to do that. Years ago, it was so much easier. But, you know, but if you have it at 21, well then, okay, 18-year-olds will slip through the net, but 16-year-olds are unlikely to slip through the net if it's 21. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I respect what you're saying, but they'll always find a way. I mean, I've gone to the off-license there over the bank holiday weekend, and I saw a group of teenagers, and they just asked this fella to go in and buy a drink for them, and he went in and bought a drink for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll always find a way. So age limits are ridiculous. Like, that's turning into a nanny state, and even in America, like, they tried prohibition, and we saw how successful that was.
Well, no, prohibition generally doesn't work, so nobody's suggesting you ever ban alcohol. But I suppose, you know, having a drinking age of 18, if we didn't have a limit on drinking, I think it would be a free-for-all and you'd have 15-year-olds pissed all over the place, I imagine, you know, because there are irresponsible parents out there. But the Richie says by text, liberal logic paradox, raise the drinking age but lower the voting age. Why don't we just change the definition of binge drinking and everyone's a winner? It's 2019, the loony left love to change definitions. They've changed men and women to cisgender and non-binary and transsexual. They've changed unborn babies to clusters of cells. They've changed anyone to the right of Stalin to racist, fascist, sexist, Islamophobes. Changing what constitutes a piss-up would be damaging, but far less damaging than others.
Oh, my God. That person sounds like a barrel of laughs anyway. Jesus Christ.
What? He also goes on, by the way, and says maybe the Yanks should have an old drink at their proms. There might be less high school shootings then.
Yeah, well, you see, in America as well, they are hypocrites, like I said. Like, if you smoked a cigarette in America, like, there's some states in America where you can't even smoke in the street, you'd be fined. It's illegal.
Well, I think it's illegal in, isn't it illegal in Manhattan to wear shorts on the street and a t-shirt. I think
you can't smoke a cigarette, you can't drink until you're 21, but you can eat yourself into 40 stone by the time you're 15, and they have no problem with that.
Didn't they ban smoking in the streets in San Francisco as well, I think?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, in the city, in the centre of the city, they did,
but
yeah.
But they have no problem eating themselves to death.
Well, I understand America have their own problems, but one problem, I don't believe their drink culture is as bad as ours.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
They're certainly stricter on it. I walked into a bar in the States, and I was like 35 at the time, and I was ordering a drink for somebody else, and I was asked for ID at 35 years of age, because the barman is personally responsible for serving you. If he serves somebody under the age, he gets a personal fine of $10,000 or something ridiculous.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.